Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. ITC Great Plains is your energy superhighway and holds transmission-only utility status in Oklahoma with authority to construct, own, operate, and maintain a regulated high-voltage transmission system. ITC Great Plains is a good neighbor and is proud to congratulate the 2016 Star Farmer of America, Tyler Snithman of Garber, and the National Champion Livestock Judging Team from Tuttle FFA. Two of the Oklahoma standout performances from the 89th National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. ITC, your energy superhighway.
Kubota's new M7 Series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
Livestock futures markets today made new highs for this move. The highest levels we have seen since the summertime on the feeder cattle futures. For example, the March feeder cattle went as high as 126.62 today, and that's the highest level we have seen since the 1st of September. So really good, strong action. A little bit of short covering here as the market did make new highs. Some of the folks that have been short as hedgers are second-guessing those positions and getting out. And we're also about $9 above the moving average. So still quite a bit of room to the downside if it fails to continue to rally. But at this point, making new highs for the last 3 months really has some positive momentum in the feeder cattle futures market. The live cattle, Decembers are at 111.12, up 77 today. Not quite new highs, but we're getting back to the level we saw a few days ago, a few trading days ago, back on the December the 1st, where they were as high as 112.25. So we're about a dollar off the highs there. But some further out months, starting in 2017, for instance, the February, those did make new contract highs. So quite a bit of positive momentum. Some of it backed up by the cash market. Choice was up $1.69 at $191.25. Select was up 81 cents at $174.76.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain futures market today was relatively quiet, kind of opposite of what we've been seeing. Soybeans finished today down 4 cents. Marches were at 10.38 and a half. Corn was up 2 cents, and then wheat futures were steady to a half cent lower. So a relatively uneventful day. Not a whole lot of new information flowing into the market. It seems like what's going on the outside markets continues to kind of dominate the news. Now, the Dow Jones almost hit 20,000 today. The December Dow went up to 19,957 points. That's up about 160, but did not quite hit 20,000 on the Dow futures. The bonds today are up 9 at 150.09. Crude oil steady. The Federal Reserve Open Market Committee is meeting, talking about the likelihood of maybe a December rate hike. That starts today. The market's indicating that it might not happen due to the fact that the Dow Jones is higher and the bonds have rallied. Bonds are anticipated, if they do raise interest rate, bonds are anticipated to continue their downtrend. But we will see later on this week. And then cotton 72.02, up 33 cents. It has stabilized right here from 71 to 72 cents. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.